This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for our weekly conversation with Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Evening, Mark. How you doing?
He's in the building!
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing?
Well, got a win. How about that final 5 minutes, man? Were you not entertained? Or?
How about that, right? I mean, is that the craziest game ever? What, 8 minutes left? It was 10-9? It was just insane, all that stuff that went down. But fun game to watch, no question about it.
Yeah. Last 48 hours, we've been going through some of the most unbelievable finishes and the amount of history that we witnessed with the two kickoff returns and everything. It was just incredible. So, you know, we're trying to figure out how much confidence can you take from a game where you got the special teams gifts. But we're getting set to play Washington now, and it just seems like the Giants are a toxic dumpster fire with everything that's gone into this season. What do you think? And then it's Cincinnati, Carolina. Mark, are we still alive?
Yeah, no. I mean, come on. It was 10-9 with 8 minutes left, and that, I mean, it was crazy, no question about it. And look, awesome win, no question. And then, you know, Jerry Jones coming out and dangling a carrot like Mike McCarthy, you're playing for, like, you may get re-signed. If I was Mike McCarthy, I'd just come out and basically say, hey, man, listen, I'm not interested in doing any more with the Dallas Cowboys after my contract is up this year. Ooh. That, to me, was such a slap in the face. Like, I know you get asked the question, right, and so you feel obligated to answer it. Yeah, just don't answer it. I don't know. It just irritates me. The whole handling of the team, the offseason, the lame duck head coach, the whole nine yards, it's just an irritating process. If you're a football fan and if you're a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, no doubt. But now they're getting set for another game in less than 48 hours, and at least they get to be the host. Did you ever play on the road on Thanksgiving? How hard is that on a holiday?
Well, anytime. I mean, anytime you play on a holiday. I never played on Thanksgiving. So anytime you play on a holiday, though, I played on Christmas Eve. It's always tough. And then to play on a holiday on a short week is really tough. And, you know, the bottom line is there's not a whole lot of prep that goes into it. You know, that's why they always make them, usually they make them division games, right? Because at least you have familiarity with the team that you're playing against. But the bottom line is it's really a difficult thing. Then to go on the road and to do all those things, I think is a mess. And I will tell you this, one thing that really impressed me about Dallas, they played their asses off, man. They played hard, and they're not a great team, no question about it. But they played exceptionally hard, and I've got Tampa this week, and I watched that debacle. I broke down that debacle between Tampa and the Giants. And, you know, you look at what the Giants did. The Giants came out. Drew Lock was good enough to be your backup quarterback all season long. He gets all the reps as the number two. If your starter goes down in a game, he's the guy that comes in the entirety 11 games straight. He's your backup. The number three guy takes no number one reps. He doesn't get number two reps. He gets a few scout team reps and throws pat and goes. And now you're telling me that all of a sudden, oh, no, Tommy DeVito knows the offense better? Get out of here with that garbage. And you saw exactly why the New York Giants rolled over in that game. Because you can't look at your coach in the face and go, really, dude? You can't look at your GM. You can't look at the organization. That is an absolute joke. So you saw the tale of two different teams. One played their ass off for the coach. The other one rolled over. The other one quit. And the Giants were an embarrassment. And that's what you're playing on Thursday.
Stink, from your experience after a division.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
When, like, the Cowboys had that flight home, like, just how fun was that flight home for the Cowboys on Sunday?
Well, it was more fun in my day because, you know, I mean, they had libations back then. But, no, it's always good to get a win. You know, it's always good, especially after something that went down like that with all the special teams plays and, you know, and the opportunities and you know, playing hard. And there's just something special about getting a win and doing it with a bunch of guys. When you know, ultimately you're outmatched, you're on the road. The Commanders have played pretty well this season. They've exceeded expectations, all those things. So it's fun to go home after a victory regardless.
How high are you on the Eagles right now?
Well, I tell you what, like, I've been on Detroit all season long. They've been my number one team in the NFL all season long. And boy, I keep watching Philadelphia film, and I'm thinking to myself, my Lord, they're pretty freaking good. So, they are physical. They wear you down. They can run the ball. Saquon, in my mind, is the MVP. Mostly because I hate the fact that we just give it to quarterbacks every year.
Sure.
Like that, and the Heisman. I call it the Hypesman because it's all about the hypes, the hype of quarterbacks. And like, why do the quarterbacks always? And I understand the position they play. But we just overvalue it it just is ridiculous. So, to me, Saquon Barkley is the MVP. I'm glad in college football right now it looks like Travis Hunter, although the loss Colorado took to Kansas might hurt a little bit. But I just hate the fact that quarterbacks get all the glory. They get all the money. They get everything anyhow, all the endorsement deals, the good, cushy TV jobs. Like, screw the quarterbacks. Let's give a real football player the award. Those guys wear pink jerseys at practice. Do we have to keep rewarding them? They wear pink jerseys, and you can't hit them. You can't touch them. Let's stop with this.
Mark Schlereth on fire here, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Hey, Stink, if I could circle back about with the Cowboys and what they did against the Commanders, how impressed were you with the, and you talk about how hard they played, how about the offensive line with, you know, with a couple of starters, your better starters being out at the guard spots and them kind of being able to handle that front seven with the Commanders?
Yeah, and the Commanders have been playing good on their front seven,
yeah.
And they ran the ball. They came back, the Rico, what's his name, Dottel?
Yes.
He ran the ball. I think he had almost 90 yards, close to 100 yards. And I'm telling you what, I mean, I was really impressed. And it's amazing what happens. You know, it's so funny because we have just basically kicked the running game to the curb everywhere, right? And we get so, again, it goes back to the quarterbacks. We're all enamored with quarterbacks and this, that, and the other. But there are certain things that will never go in and out of style, like things that always tell the truth. All right, small children, the running game being physical, and yoga pants. Three things that always 100% of the time tell the truth. And, like, when you're physical, you run the ball. What it does for protection, what it does for you as an offensive line to be able to set the tone, to be able to change your sets, to be able to, you know, be able to take the, I always say, taking the passive out of pass protection. That stuff is important. And, like, they did that. They committed to it. And look how much better they looked as an offense. It was right. It was pretty cool to watch.
Mark, we can't thank you enough for your insights. We're about to chat with Eric Kendricks here for our weekly. We want to thank you so much. Wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And we're already putting in to have you back next year, if you don't mind.
Hey, tell Eric the best hair in football. And I love him. He's my boy.
Right on, buddy. Have a great week.
All right, man. Be good.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.